Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we are continuing our series on four programs or services that I am thankful for. And I am actually going to do something a little different than I had planned for this episode. I had planned to talk about Headliner, which is an app that I use to create an audiogram for each podcast episode after I have created the episode. And it's like a little picture that has an audio stream included with it. And I use it on social media. It's a minute or less, and I use it to promote my podcast. But there's not much you can say about it other than explain what it does. And I also really felt deep in my heart that I should share with you that I'm thankful for my team. This is the first year that I have had a team. I decided back in the summer to bring on some subcontractors into my business, and this has been a huge blessing to my business. It's something I've wanted to do in the past and that I've done in the past years ago, more than a decade ago, and it did not go well. And so for it to have really gone well this time and for me to be as encouraged by and as supported by those team members that I have, I wanted to share that and say thank you to them and that I'm thankful for them during this season in my business. And this season of Thanksgiving felt like a really good time to do that. So I want to share with you a little bit about each of them and how what they do for the team, but also just about them and to say thank you and to sort of feature them on this episode. So first of all, I want to start with Ashton Havis. Ashton joined the team. I can't remember exactly when she became my intern, but my process for getting these team members was they all interned with me. I have had an internship in my business since 2011. And what I would do was I would bring on an intern, and in exchange for me training them on how to become a virtual assistant, they would in turn do things for me in my business, most of which is scheduling and helping with social media, creating blog posts and pinning those blog posts to Pinterest, creating the audiogram for the podcast each week, creating the images for the podcast and everything, and just a slew of other things that I might have come up with on the spot. And so I have had more interns than I can really count on right now on two hands, because it's been over a decade of having interns. And I would hire an intern, and they would usually work for me anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks. And sometimes interns like to stay on longer than that. And I'll explain that some of my other interns have done that in the past. But Ashton's kind of a unique case for me because I taught school from 2012 to 2015, and Ashton was one of my students. And so I put out these intern applications online and often shared on Facebook and other social media. And I was thrilled when she applied. And so she was my intern. And then when this summer rolled around and I decided to bring on some teammates, I wanted to use the people that I'd most recently worked with, and she happened to be one of those. She actually lives in my state. Of my three interns, she lives the closest to me, but She just had a baby, and it was just a great fit. I always enjoyed her as a student, and it's just wonderful to be able to work with her and kind of come full circle with her. She does a lot of graphic design because she actually has a bachelor's degree in interior design and a bachelor of business from Mississippi State. And she has a portfolio of products that, you know, tell a story for her, or projects rather. And so she has worked in marketing, and now she stays home with her son and helps me as a part of Alicia Avant and Company. So I'm so thankful to have Ashton, and just really glad that she applied to my internship back when she did. The second person on my team who has my former intern is Christy Feltest, and she is our Pinterest extraordinaire. She has helped me a ton with my Pinterest. She became my intern right after Ashton, and she actually stayed on for 6 months instead of for just the three, because I wanted to train her to help me with some specific pieces of my business, and I knew I wanted her to become a part of my team. So she is a dedicated virtual assistant and Pinterest manager. She actually lives really close over in Alabama. She lives in Ozark, Alabama, and she has moved around a lot because her husband is in the military, and she has two children. And she has just helped me so much with email marketing. I've been teaching her some things about email marketing. She is a whiz when it comes to formatting lead magnets for our clients. And she's truly helped me with Pinterest. So those are some things that she has handled in my business. And I've really enjoyed getting to know Christy and having her on the team. She is always willing to do whatever I need her to do, and that is a huge blessing. And then finally, my newest intern, who just started just a few weeks ago, a little less than a month ago, is Chastity, and I do not want to butcher her last name. It's S-E-A-Y, and I'm not sure how she pronounces it. I'm sorry, but Chastity has been wonderful to start working with and getting to know. She is eager to learn and wants to do whatever I need her to do. She is a homeschool mom. I'm not sure exactly where Chastity lives. In my bio that I have for her here, it does not say, but she's in the midst of her internship, and it is my hope and prayer that I can bring her on the team as well. I have these teammates or subcontractors help me with pieces of the projects that I do for my clients, and many of the supportive things like helping with the lead magnets, helping with emails, formatting, creating graphics. They help me with Headliner, which this podcast episode was supposed to be about. They help create the audiograms and things like that. And I just have wanted to have a team for so long that this is truly a dream come true for me to be able to support other moms who want to work from home as VAs and support their family. And so this is my dream becoming a reality and being able to do that. And for that, I'm thankful. And I'm thankful for these ladies, Ashton, Christy, and Chastity, who are such a support to me and my business. I am thankful for my team.